Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt has joined 18 other state attorneys general in asking that the U.S. Supreme Court restore the rights states and local governments once had to regulate how long trains can block railroad crossings. The AG's adding countless people have died when emergency vehicles were delayed at rail crossings. And the Liberal Police Department is implementing the emergency accident reporting due to weather and road conditions. J.P. Bizet has that story.
The following accidents will be the only ones taken at this time. Injury or fatality accidents, accidents or incidents involving disabled vehicles in the roadway, and accidents involving suspected impaired drivers. Individuals reporting other type accidents will be advised to exchange driver information. They are encouraged to come together to the Liberal PD within 48 hours to file the accident report. It will remain in effect until driving conditions improve.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the...
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. With all of us traveling so differently nowadays, timeshares are a thing of the past. If you're stuck in a timeshare, you don't have to be. We can help. With skyrocketing maintenance fees and assessments, still owning a timeshare is becoming risky. For over a decade, our family has successfully helped over 16,000 owners legally and permanently get out of their timeshare and stop the bleeding. We've earned an A-plus rating with the BBB with over 900 five-star testimonials. Our clients love to share that Lone Star Transfer is the only company they would trust. Most importantly, we guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. Lone Star Transfer is a family-owned company that has earned our reputation from delivering first-class customer service. Call us today to receive a free consultation at 844-284-4864. That's 844-284-4864 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Thursday, Governor Kelly announced that Kansas has received nearly $5.7 million to expand broadband access, adoption, and affordability from the U.S. Department of Commerce, National Telecommunications and Information Administration, or NTIA office. And Governor Kelly said communities across Kansas have enormous potential for a new chapter of innovation and success. And this funding will propel the state forward, accelerating their efforts to ensure all Kansans can fully participate in the digital world. The funds are part of the designated $65 billion as outlined in the Federal Bipartisan Infrastructure, Investment, and Jobs Act passed in 2021, dubbed the Internet for All Initiative, which will bridge the digital divide in Kansas and ensure rural areas have the service they need to access telehealth, education, and jobs. The Kansas Department of Commerce's Office of Broadband Development will use the funds in a variety of ways. Almost $5 million will be used to deploy the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program that is part of the Internet for All initiative, and the remaining $692,000 will be used to deploy the first phase of NTIA's Digital Equity Act. The Office of Broadband Development will engage with stakeholders across Kansas to develop both a five-year action plan and a statewide digital equity plan, which will provide direction and measures to assist in deployment of high-speed, affordable, and reliable internet to all Kansans. And both plans will be submitted to the NTIA by August of 2023. The office will also hold events at 25 to 30 locations around the state beginning in January, and special attention will be paid to groups and communities that are disproportionately impacted by digital inequity. These groups include low-income households, aging populations, people with disabilities or language barriers, racial and ethnic minorities, rural inhabitants, incarcerated individuals, and veterans. For more information, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. Driving while impaired can be a deadly decision, and that's why the Kansas Department of Transportation and law enforcement agencies across the state want to remind all drivers to drive sober or get pulled over this holiday season. Enforcement on this law occurs all year long, but officers will be especially focused now to January 1st to remove impaired drivers from Kansas roads. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, there were 18 people killed and more than 700 injured from over 2,000 crashes during December 16, 2021 to January 1, 2022. And in addition, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reported that across the United States, one person was killed in an impaired driving crash every 45 minutes in 2020. Those caught driving impaired could face jail time, lose their driver's license and/or vehicle, and pay up to $10,000 in attorney's fees, fines, higher insurance rates, and lost wages. There are safe alternatives to driving impaired. Designate a sober driver, use a ride service, call a taxi or a sober friend, or stay home if your plans include drinking. Take the keys away and make a plan to get friends home safely, and contact law enforcement if you see a suspected impaired driver. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is funded by federal traffic safety funds administered by the Kansas Department of Transportation. And for more information on traveling safely this holiday season, you can visit ktsro.org. The Guided First Day Hike is part of a program sponsored by America's State Parks, and the First Day Hikes offer individuals and families an opportunity to begin the new year connecting with the outdoors by taking a healthy hike on New Year's Day at a state park. First Day Hikes offer a great way to get outside, exercise, enjoy nature, and welcome the new year with friends and family, and there are hundreds of scheduled First Day Hikes across the United States, including Prairie Dog State Park on Sunday, January 1st, 2023 at 10 a.m. at the Steve Mathis Nature Trail, and hikers will meet at the trailhead. Hikers are told to bring appropriate clothing and shoes and water. The trail is easy in difficulty and 1.4 miles in length. The first 1,000 feet of the nature trail is paved concrete, and the remaining 6,300 feet of trail is gravel. And along the trail, there will be a story walk book as well as a few wildlife information signs. The hike is pet friendly, however, they must be on a leash. For updated information, you can check the park's Facebook page, Prairie Dog State Park, or call Prairie Dog State Park's office at 785-877-2953. More information about the First Day Hike program and other hikes around the United States can be found at stateparks.org. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Wednesday, December 21st Norton City Council meeting, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, Dean Little, and Robert Bowman, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Robert Bowman and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve the December 7, 2022 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried. There were three building permits presented for approval. Assistant Chief of Police Jay Sharp announced that the Norton Police Department has received the FBI LEDA Agency Trilogy Award, and Jay stated that they are the fifth agency in the state of Kansas to receive this award. And Mayor Jones wished everyone a Merry Christmas. City Attorney Abigail Horn presented a resolution declaring the city's boundary line as required by state statute, so a motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to adopt Resolution 29-2022, which is a resolution establishing the boundary lines of the city limits of Norton, Kansas. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Norton's Chief of Police, Gerald Cullenberg, expressed his pride for the agency and the officers. He stated that for an agency their size, receiving the FBI LEADA Trilogy Award is a huge accomplishment. City Administrator James Maru gave a status update on the water plant filter number 3 project. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Andrew Black to give the City of Norton employees Friday, December 30th off, and the motion carried. A motion was then made by Gerald and seconded by Andrew Black that those city employees that are required to work on December 30th will be given a floating holiday day to be used within the calendar year, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Robert Bowman to waive the second formal reading of Ordinance 1758, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 1, Article 2, pertaining to compensation for the City Council and Mayor within the City of Norton, Kansas, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Andrew Black to adopt Resolution 25-2022, which is a resolution making additions and amendments to the City of Norton Employee Handbook and Norton Personnel Rules, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to adopt Resolution 26-2022, which is a resolution making a determination that there will be no automatic escalator for waste collection charges for the year beginning January 1st of 2023. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to adopt Resolution 27-2022, which is a resolution making a determination that there will be no automatic escalator for sewer service charges for the year beginning January 1st, 2023. And a motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to adopt Resolution 28-2022, which is a resolution making a determination that there will be no automatic escalator for water service rate charges for the year beginning January 1st, 2023. And the motions carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to transfer $101,900.89 from the Special Pool Sales Tax Fund to the General Fund to cover the deficit for the 2022 pool season. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Dean Little to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 24 as a whole, and the motion carried. And finally, a motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to recess the council meeting and to reconvene on Thursday, December 29th at 12 p.m. to conduct year-end business. The vote was taken and the motion carried, and the council then recessed at 5:48 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Russ at Russ Jewelry serves Norton and the area with quality jewelry and expert craftsmanship. Make this Christmas special for that special person in your life. Russ says the cases have never been more full with fine jewelry for men and women. Let Russ help you find the perfect way to say I love you this Christmas. From Russ and his staff, Merry Christmas and God bless you. Russ Jewelry on the corner of State and Main, where quality matters.
RAS Incorporated hopes your holiday is filled with delicious food, loving family, and caring friends. Thank you to all the loyal customers for their patronage and support. Merry Christmas. Contact the friendly staff at RAS Incorporated in Danbury. For chemical and fertilizing agents, they do ground and aerial applications. Coombs Trucking is eagerly anticipating gathering with family and close friends this year around a brightly lit Christmas tree. Merry Christmas and remember the reason for the season. From Coombs Trucking in Phillipsburg, they haul all over, so give them a call at 785-543-2759.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Two White House nominees with USDA connections were confirmed by the Senate for positions of USTR Chief Ag Negotiator and Undersecretary for Food Safety, respectively. Rod Bain has the details.
The Senate says yes. confirming two White House nominees Thursday, one for the role of chief agricultural negotiator in the U.S. Trade Representative's office.
In a federal career spanning nearly three decades, I have served in a wide range of capacities at the United States Department of Agriculture.
Doug McCaleb from his July confirmation hearing before the Senate Ag Committee. In addition, Jose Emilio Esteban was confirmed by the full Senate for the position of Undersecretary for Food Safety.
At USDA, I've worked in multiple locations in areas of responsibility, most recently as chief scientist. I've worked alongside many dedicated staff and shared a goal of safeguarding America's food supply.
Esteban speaking to the Senate Ag Committee during his confirmation hearing last fall. McCaleb's and Esteban's confirmation come one day after Alexis Taylor was confirmed for the post as USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
And a new report from the American Farm Bureau Federation lays out priorities, principles, and recommendations for reforming dairy policy. A Farm Bureau working group explored options for strengthening the dairy industry through the 2023 Farm Bill and modernizing the current federal milk marketing order. Some of the priorities for FMMO reform include returning the Class 1 mover to a higher of formula, increasing the Class 1 differentials to reflect changes in the marketplace, and making cost surveys mandatory and having them audited by USDA and several others. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. The cold and gusty wind will stick around for a while longer in the central plains, and in areas that got snowfall, blowing snow will still be a little bit of an issue. We should have sunny to partly cloudy skies for the afternoon. With Arctic air still in place, the wind chills will be dangerously cold. Wind will be staying gusty with wind chills of 25 to 35 below. On the map, cold Arctic air still over the central plains as high pressure parks over Kansas. High pressure is also building in the central Rockies. That'll eventually help our temperatures bounce back a little bit, especially in the western high plains. Mostly sunny except for some occasional cloud cover over Kansas for the afternoon, and the wind stays a little bit gusty. Overnight, no big changes to the weather pattern with cold high pressure staying in place. Lows will drop to zero to about five below for most areas, maybe a little bit colder in the western high plains. Still breezy and our wind chill about 25 to 30 below. Looking at Saturday, things stay fair. We'll get a little bit of a warm-up in western Kansas as Arctic air starts sliding eastward. Highs will be back in the upper 20s to mid-30s Saturday for the west, but we'll stay in the teens and low 20s in the eastern counties. Another temperature boost on Christmas Day in western Kansas, hitting the 50s. Looks like 30s and 40s central and 20s for the eastern counties, and it should stay sunny. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, low teens, minus 5 to minus 10 for the overnight. North central, low teens, 0 to minus 5 for the overnight lows. Single digits and low teens in the northeast, 0 to minus 5 overnight. Mid-teens southwest and around 0 for the overnight lows. South central, mid-teens today, lower single digits for the overnight. Southeast, this afternoon's highs will be in the low to mid-teens and low single digits for the overnight hours. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergize D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up 1/4, 799 and a half. September corn up 12.25, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services. Sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 20.